Dictation for Mary Bartlett, or Bartlett, B as in boy, A-R-T as in today, L, E-T as in today, C-T as in today. July 1148, addressed as a letter to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Media, excuse me, Mac, D-R-M-I-C, M-C, D as in David, I-A-R-M-I-D as in David, 810-244-0226 at Rosewood, as Adult Foster Care. Dear Mrs. Mac D-R-M-I-C, consultation Mrs. Bartlett, prior acute renal failure. She's a resident of Rosewood for the last 8 to 9 years. History of chronic seizures. Presently following Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K, neurology. Comes accompanied with niece, Bernadette, B-E-R-N-A-D-E-T-T-E. Prior admission to our hospital in Alma back in November, because of question worsening of seizures, according to niece, grand mal type. She is wheelchair bounded. There has been some tremors thought to be related to effect of medications for what Dr. Shaik is being adjusting. This has affected her ability to eat, but no reported nausea, vomiting. Apparently weight is stable. No abdominal pain reflux, denies diarrhea, bleeding. There has been recent urinary tract infection treated with antibiotics, denies cloudiness of blood, presently no gross abdominal discomfort or flank pain, stable edema, has a lower extremity, excuse me, stable edema, stasis changes, varicose veins, ingrown toenail, no reported claudication symptoms, problems with balance, multiple falls, including yesterday, but no loss of consciousness or focal deficit. Yesterday did not go to the emergency room. She denies chest pain or palpitations, has chronic dyspnea, mostly on activity, some extent at rest, no cough and sputum production, no oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea. She's been sleeping in a recliner for a number of years, to some extent from orthopnea, but also chronic back pain. Takes occasionally anti-inflammatory agents. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for the chronic seizure disorder. Record says bipolar disorder. Patient and niece denies this is the case. No prior kidney abnormalities. Denies diabetes, hypertension. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart abnormalities, TIS or a stroke, denies chronic liver disease, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, denies kidney stones or gout, prior coronavirus infection within the last 2 years, some kind of complications. Since then, patient started on Eliquis. They don't know details. According to records, question inflammatory colitis for what she takes medications, but family were not aware of this. Next paragraph, surgeries for gallbladder for her seizure disorder. She has 2 procedures for vagal nerve stimulator, the last one 8 years ago. Neurology Sparrow at Lansing. Bilateral bunion surgery, bilateral cataract lens implant, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Dilantin. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, they are not aware of family history of kidney disease. Patient never married or children. There is a brother, which is the father of the niece Bernadette, with a history of hemochromatosis, liver cancer, and passing away. They are not aware of any other family members with the same problem. Next paragraph, medications include Fosamax, for her inflammatory colitis on Belsalazide, B as in boy, Alsalazide, Vumex, topical creams, valproic acid, Eliquis, Flonase, folic acid, Keppra, thyroid replacement, Claritin, Singulair vitamins, Oxcarbazepine, Oxcarbazepine, calcium vitamin D, Primidone, which is relatively new, Protanix, vitamin C, vitamin D, frequent use of Advil, next paragraph. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 207, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 94/58 on the left, 90/52 on the right. Mild decreased hearing, chronic tremors, head, neck, upper extremities at rest and or activity. Speech is normal, normal eye movement, no nystagmus, no facial asymmetry, normal speech, no localized ralguises, no gross JBD, no gross palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, 2-3 plus edema bilateral below the knees with the stasis changes, discolor of the skin, poor pulses, I don't see gangrene. The involuntary movements as indicated above, however, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, I review the most recent admission to the hospital, ALMA, November 2022. Next paragraph, creatinine as high as 1.7, at the time of discharge 1.2, although baseline has been around 1. In that opportunity, potassium was normal, bicarbonate elevated, concentrated sodium, calcium, phosphorus were normal, macrocytosis, probably effect of medications, no gross anemia, white blood cell or platelet abnormalities. Low ferritin, 25, saturation 25%, elevated cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL, A1C 5.8, normal magnesium phosphorus, normal TSH, normal free T3 and free T4, pro-BNP not elevated 186, normal B12, vitamin D, urine analysis, no blood, trace of protein, elevated homocysteine, report of a CT scan, bilateral kidney stones, but no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury at the time of poor oral intake and effect of diuretics did not require dialysis, improved. No blood test has been checked since. She did have blood test today. We are calling the facility to see if they can add it. Otherwise, we will do it in the near future. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Incidental kidney stones without obstruction. Blood pressure in the low side, but not symptomatic. Some hard of hearing and question memory issues. As far as patient needs, no active diarrhea, although she is treated for inflammatory colitis. We are trying to minimize anti-inflammatory agents. She's going to clarify with you about this diagnosis of question bipolar disorder. He's trying to find out what were the complications at the time of coronavirus a couple of years ago, or what patient started on Eliquis. They are not aware of the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or atrial fibrillation. They are not aware of a stroke. Continue follow-up with neurology, which is adjusting medications, as they believe the tremor might have induced by her seizure medications. We'll see what the new chemistry shows, but looks like there is no persistent active kidney issues, or what we are not making a follow-up appointment. All questions answer and all issues explained in detail to patient and niece. End of dictation.